About 20 years ago, there lived a singular gentleman in the old hall among the elm trees. He was about 80 years of age, very rich, and somewhat odd in many of his habits, but for generosity and benevolence he had no equal. No poor cottager stood in need of comforts which he was not ready to supply. No sick man or woman languished for want of his assistance, and not even a beggar, unless a known impostor, went empty-handed from the hall. Like the village pastor described in Goldsmith's poem of the deserted village, his house was known to all the vagrant train. He chid their wanderings, but relieved their pain. The long-remembered beggar was his guest, whose beard, descending, swept his aged breast. Now it happened that the old gentleman wanted a boy to wait upon him at table, and to attend him in different ways, for he was very fond of young people. But much as he liked the society of the young, he had a great aversion to that curiosity in which many young people are apt to indulge. He used to say, "The boy who will peep into a drawer will be tempted to take something out of it, and he who will steal a penny in his youth will steal a pound in his manhood." No sooner was it known that the old gentleman was in want of a boy than 20 applications were made for the situation. But he determined not to engage anyone until he had in some way ascertained that he did not possess a curious, prying disposition.